My head went to Romans chapter 12. Starts about verse 9. It says, "Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good." So love is to be without dissimulation, which means without hypocrisy. It's easy to say, "I love you." It's kind of hard to love someone, particularly when evil spirits are working not only in our mind, but out toward us from another mind. So we're not supposed to say, "I love you," and not perform it. God wants us to be able to do as He would do and love beyond the evil spirits that are working out. So this verse, it says, "Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good." It's quite a while before we clean our head up and there's not evil spirits sitting in there ready to spew out of our mouth. We're to abhor that evil in our mind and cleave to that which is good. If something's going to slip out between our lips, let it be that which is good. So until we get to a place to clean our head up, we need to bind the spirits and not let them speak out toward another person. In verse 10, it says, "Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love in honor, preferring one another." So this brotherly love is the love we have one to another, or supposed to, and we're supposed to prefer one another. And the idea is, think about the other person, not about ourselves. It says in the tie-ins there that we are to esteem others better than ourselves, and that we are to prefer another one's wealth, or we're to be concerned about what's growing and building in someone else and not just be self-motivated. So for us to be able to love anyone else, we have to go through the process of not only crucifying our old man, but building something in there that we can give out. So we don't want to be slothful or lazy in God's business of getting that work within our mind and growing that spirit and being able to serve out the Lord, or be the kind of giver that God is, being able to serve out of Himself out of the motive of love. Distributing to the necessity of the saints and given to hospitality. So this follows that idea of not only gathering for ourselves of this knowledge and gathering this spirit for ourselves, but being able to give is part of what love is all about, to the necessity of the saints or those that are in need, given to hospitality, just like we'd be given to offering someone a cold drink and inviting them to our home. We need to be able to do that in the spirit realm with what God has given us. And that is what the motive of love is all about, giving to someone else and not just being so self-centered about what we have and don't have. Bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. So once again, it's being able to sort within our mind what is going to bless someone else, what is going to build, edify someone else, and what is not going to cut them down or destroy life within their mind. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. That's talking about being sensitive to those around us. We're all on this road to the seventh day, and there's a lot of bumps along the way, and we need to be sensitive to one another. And if we have the motive of love, that sensitivity is going to grow, and we're going to recognize when someone needs a hug or needs a kind word or needs some space, for that matter. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. So don't be wrapped up in yourself, but recognize there's a whole world out there in need. And to be able to give someone what they need on whatever level that may be, that's having the motive of love. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. So here again, you know, we've been in the enemy's camp being trained for war all of our life. We've been trained to have a sharp answer, to give back, to hurt back a little bit harder than they've hurt us. But here, in God's mind, we are to recompense to no man evil for evil. So be careful what we say. Be careful what we exemplify to others, because we don't want to do damage to a soul. We want to break out of that mode of thinking and, again, try to build God not only within our mind, but display that to others around us. And as much as possible, live peaceably with all men. We have a lot of advantage being in a track 3 depth of spirit where God has laid lines of thought and depths of discernment and counsel within our mind. And yet somebody pulls out in front of us when we're on our way to work a little bit late. And how quick do we judge that person when they probably are a little bit late to work and trying to get there too? But we want to watch what's going on in our head. To live peaceably with all men doesn't mean just that we can have a next-door neighbor that we don't fight with, but to have peaceful thoughts within our mind and not to retaliate when someone is pressured and frustrated and the things that they live with every day, that we should be able to get beyond that and be able to portray a peaceful attitude. It says, "Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord." So, again, we don't have to teach anybody a lesson. That's God's job. Thank God. So our job is just to distribute, as we heard above, to the necessity of the saints given to hospitality, to be able to give out good, which he says here in 20, "Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink, for in doing so thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good." So our enemy, which we feel like we have a lot of enemies sometimes, some we know and some we don't know, but the reality is we're all souls hungry for life. And if we have a little more of God than they do, then feed it to them. Give that which we have to them. And overcome evil with good, not to pass evil spirits on and let that pattern of death continue, but to be able to give life one to another. And it seemed to tie in, although it's not in our tie-ins, it tied in my head, over to 1 Peter chapter 3 in verse 8. "Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous." So to be able to have this one mind, to get this mind of God working within us so that we react like God does, that we feel like he does, that we want to give this love out in every other of his phase of spirit as he would do, having compassion one of another. So having compassion is we take a little forethought that somebody else may be having a rough day besides us, that somebody else may have a situation in their life, and that's why they didn't smile at us or talk to us. So having compassion is feeling that someone else may not be right where they want to be with God, and being able to feel that and love as brethren, being tenderhearted, being courteous, which is being polite to them even if they're rude to us. Not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrarywise blessing, knowing that ye are therefore thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. So like it tells us in 1 John, it wasn't us that first loved God, but God that first loved us. And this is really an example of that. We've got people that, even in our own head for that matter, that all it seems to portray there is evil spirits and turmoil and hatred and all the things that we don't want to feel, yet we are not to render evil for evil or rail back at them, but contrarywise, blessing. Build life and don't be contributory to tearing it down. For that he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. So here, if we love life, and that's really what it's about, if we love life, we're going to love life whether it's grown in our mind or whether it's just a little tiny piece growing in someone else's mind. We're going to love that life, and we want to build on it, and we're going to encourage it. And if we do that, then we'll see long days, and we won't tear down with a word from our mouth that would cause them more turmoil or maybe rob the very life they have within them.